Hello, campers.
We're not camping.
Welcome to episode two of Wake Zone.
Hello.
I'm not allowed to yell anymore. Somebody said I was too loud.
I mean, you guys can be the judge of it, but when I listened back and I was editing, it was loud.
So I was told. So I'm going to be a little quieter.
A normal talking voice is fine.
Okay.
I know that's hard for you.
Very hard. Very difficult.
But anyways, welcome back to Wake Zone, episode two. Red, right, return.
Yeah. I have no idea what that means, by the way.
Was just about to ask you. Vin, do you know what red, right, return means?
I don't. Funny
No.
story. I don't, but funny story. My dad, Captain Frank, used to tell me, "Red, right, return." For my grandfather, in his gruffy, smoke a pack of Camel, no filter voice, hey, kid, just remember, red, right, return. But no idea what the hell a red, right, return means. And
Well,
secretly, I do know.
bye then.
Bye. Sorry, we're getting interrupted.
Lucky for us and you, the viewers, not you, and the viewers. Lucky for you, we are here to tell you what Red Right Return means
All
this
right.
episode.
I think I know what it means.
Captain Vin and I will walk you through Red Right Returning. We're going to play a quick game, and then we're going to talk about like navigating safely. We're getting to that point of the season where people are not doing that. So let's talk
My
about.
God, can I tell you a quick story?
Yes.
Okay. So I was out the other night and I was on the boat and we were doing some night training. Guys never operated at night. And of course, what do we see? We're out and we're like, what is that? What is that? There was somebody out in their aluminum rowboat, 12 foot long with no lights on it. And we totally almost crashed into them.
I have questions, and these questions are going to sound mean.
That's okay. Please ask. I know we're thread right return, but like we're talking about
No, we're going
navigating.
to talk about navigation, but I have a
Right.
lot of questions. Number
Okay.
one, what are you doing in a 12-foot rowboat?
Hold on a second. I have a question.
What?
And my question goes first. Where the hell are you?
I'm remote.
Legit, like you're usually like
I'm usually next to you.
back.
I know I'm usually, clinging on for dear life.
Right. Where are you? Why aren't you here?
I can't disclose that information yet.
I know where you are.
Do you?
I do.
Do you want to share?
Yes. Only if you want me to.
You can share.
She's in Florida. We're expanding. We're growing, getting bigger. She's in Florida right now, trying to expand the business right now. So we're going to have some of these remote ones every now and again. But I will go back to your question. What was I doing?
No. What was the guy doing? Who, what could you
The guy in the
possibly need to
rowboat.
do at night in a 12-foot rowboat?
So it
Was he
was pitch
fishing?
black. It was about 10:15 at night, and he was fishing in the channel.
That's a great place for it when you don't have any lights on your boat.
And the guy that was
Yeah.
driving the boat that I was training has never operated a boat at night. And I was like, "Hey, there's something in front of you." And he's like, "No, there's not." And I'm like, "Yes, there is." And he's like, "How did you see that?" I'm like, "Look at the ripples in the water. You could see the waves crashing against the boat." But so anyway, that leads a segue. We're in the channel of Red Right
Were
Return.
you red right returning?
So we were on the way home.
And that is what we will talk about in a few minutes, kids. So the phrase red right return,
Yes.
we think it's common sense. I mean, in certain areas it's not going to make sense, but for most times on the water, We think it makes sense. I mean, you're Red Red returning. It's second nature to us. I have a lot of people in my class that are like, I've never even heard of that phrase. And I'm like, really? Because when I told people I taught the New Jersey boat course, all they used to do was scream that phrase at me, and no one knew what it meant. So I want Vinny Boats to tell me the
So,
definition of Red Right Return.
what does it mean? So, red rate return, what does it mean? Well, to make it simply, we're coming in from open water, open sea. Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
I like to tell you in story format. Imagine you're Mario Vespucci, Christopher Columbus. You're coming across the land. I'm sorry, the water. And as you're coming to the new world, across the Atlantic Ocean, as you're going in the inlet, pick an inlet. What inlet you want to pick? Any inlet, pick one.
Absecon.
I'm seeking inlet. As you're coming in the inlet, the red buoy should be on the right side of your boat because you are returning home. You are going upstream. You are going inland. That's what red right return means.
Now, Vinny Boats, I have a question.
Okay.
What happens when you're between two inlets?
Ooh, that gets very interesting. So here's what happens when you're between two inlets. As you're going red, right, return, you have red on your right, red, 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 red. And then all of a sudden you'll be cruising in the channel and then green. What the hell just happened? Here's what happened. You did nothing wrong. You're totally going to be like, bro, what happened? Bruh. What happened was you changed channels. You're now actually headed out to sea. Green means going out to sea on your right, red returning. Green go, red return. So that does happen where the channel switches on you. I could tell you a couple different places that does here in New Jersey.
My
But more
channel's
importantly,
one of
it's
them.
important to understand if you're ever, ever, ever out and you're not sure what's happening, just stay in the channel, figure it out. It's not a big deal. You did nothing wrong. It's just that the channel switched because now you're actually headed out to sea instead of returning inland.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Vinny Boats. Now, another question that I get a lot. Why are there so many different types of buoys?
They all mean different things.
So, I
Wait, are we
mean,
talking
I
about the
know.
national system or the state markers? Good
Or you
question.
can start with whatever you want to start with. Just
All right,
start with.
start with the lateral system. Are you talking about the reds and the greens?
Yeah, I'm talking about all of them. There's reds, greens, there's whites, there's
It's true. Red and whites,
red and whites, there's green
blue and
and
whites,
blue and whites, there's
green.
orange circles. What do they
Yeah. All right.
mean?
So, all right. So there's all different. So there's all different kinds of buoys. They mean all different kinds of things. If you start with the lateral system, also known as the federal system, those are your red and greens. Those are channel markers. They mark the safest, deepest waterway path for you. So you would imagine that they would be the road. So the red and greens mark the edge of the road for you and where you need to travel. When you get into some other types, there's red and white ones. Those are safe water. There's blue and white, white with a blue band. Those are mooring buoys. Those have nothing to do with navigation. We have the state waterway marking systems, white, orange bands, sometimes written on. The circle buoy is the slow, no wake. The diamond buoy is the danger, and the diamond in a cross is the exclusionary. The zebra buoy, the black and white ones with the white light on top, is the temporary obstruction buoy. What else do you want to know? I thought this was red rate return.
We're talking about navigating safely, man. You gotta know all of them.
Yes.
You know, my favorite buoy is it's a non-lateral marker though.
Baba.
My favorite buoy is the diamond with a cross. You wanna know why? Because they're telling you to stay the hell out. That's why.
Did I ever
I
tell you
like
the
that.
story up by Fort Monmouth? My friend that got arrested. I never told you that story.
No, you never told me that story. Yeah.
All right. So, you know Fort Monmouth, right? Up at the end of the Navesink? Okay. So, you know that they have, oh, you're good. You can make noise. No worries. We're just on a podcast. It's all good. That would be the boss. My daughter opening the egg carton.
Hi, Charlie.
Just rip it open and be done. There you go. So it's like a band-aid. Rip it off. All right. So my friend, all along when you get into Sandy Hook Bay, as you're looking at the Fort Monmouth Pier, there's Diamond Inn and Crossbuoys, just like you mentioned. So one day we're out, we're fishing, striper fishing, and he accidentally drifts inside of and then out, and then in, and then out. What do you think happened?
Cops come.
Military police come out. M4 strapped to the chest.
Did
Can I help
he get
you? What
across
do you do?
into the USS Earl?
Will you just let me finish the story?
Oh, dear Lord.
So, gun strap, M4 strapped to the chest, come out. What are you guys doing? Blah, blah, blah. So you're in an exclusionary area, you're not allowed to be here, et cetera, et cetera. So, oh, sorry, sir. We're striper fishing. We drifted in. We didn't realize. So sorry, no problem. They said, all right, don't let it happen again. You're good to go. Here's a warning. Call it a day. Awesome. That's not the whole story. You know there's more when it comes to me.
There's always more when it comes to you.
So next year, one year later, he drifts in again. Guess what happens? M4 is strapped to the chest, military comes out. Wait a minute. We gave you a warning for this last year. This is a problem. We are taking you into custody. We think you're doing terrorist activities, filming, videotaping, et cetera, because he had his phone out. So he went in on a Friday afternoon. I was not on the boat when this happened. And they detained him until Monday as they did all kinds of background checks and things. At Earl.
So for those of you that don't know, when you're in the Sandy Hook Bay, you'll see a bunch of these diamonds with the cross. It means to keep out because the USS Earl is there. That is to protect the ship. Their job is to protect the ship.
Yeah, it's Fort Monmouth. It's a military base. Well, it used to be.
So you need to make sure you're not crossing into those areas. I always use a certain person's house. We're not going to say any names.
Oh no! Oh no! You got to
Someone
tell me
have
the
a sink.
story. Names, you do not make. You know what? We'll call. There we are then.
So we're out
Their
to
name
make a
will be there
training.
we are then.
It was my, what, second time training up there. No buoys. Had to use a white buoy. I'm like, well, beginning of the season, no one's really going to notice. Crossed over a few times. Here come the cops. Do you know whose house this is? No? Why would I? Why would I know? This is There We Are Then's house. You can't be around it. Okay,
Can I
sir.
tell you my story up there on the Navasink with There We Are Then's house, who we're not going to name?
You and me both have the same story.
No, this is true. So I was doing a training up there by There We Are Then's house, and we were doing our drills, but we didn't go inside the buoy, and we purposely did not go inside the
Oh,
buoy.
yeah, no, my guy crossed.
So we were there for approximately 45 minutes doing our small maneuver drills, and the sharpshooters were on the house, binoculars on us. No, there's a true story. And after about 40 minutes, a certain helicopter came above us and was hovering over us. Literally just do, 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 just hovering. So the person that was training got very nervous, and I was like, we're not doing anything wrong. Guess what? We're just going to keep training. So we kept doing it. And as soon as we went away from the buoys, that helicopter
They went away.
went away and we went on about our business and called it a day.
Now, was There We Are Then there when you were training?
Yes.
There We Are Then wasn't there when I got yelled at.
Oh, that's probably why I got the helicopter.
They were like, you can't be here. And I'm like, I can cross by their house when I'm on land. Why does it matter? However, the buoys are there. That means to keep out. It happens to even us. Even us.
I wasn't in the wrong, so it's all good. You know what I
I
mean?
mean, I was, but like, it was 3 seconds.
But yeah, no, it was that's.
That's almost like when the other one flew in and stayed with them. My friend is,
Yeah.
and yeah, he was like, don't get any ideas. So I was like,
Do you
okay.
realize that right now, anybody that's listening or watching this is really trying to figure it out?
If I didn't give it away, I don't know what would, but
What if we just said,
it's a government official.
okay, a government official. That's a good, I would have said something a little different, but a government official's house.
That makes it very broad, but they can guess. I
There you go.
it's public knowledge in New Jersey, so
It is.
until
Yeah.
we get flagged, this podcast might not go on air.
But we didn't know. I mean, we're not doing anything wrong. We're just explaining that you're not allowed inside of the buoy.
You're not allowed to buy that house.
Exactly. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Vin.
I just wanted you to know that this episode is sponsored by one of our near and dear friends.
I'm so excited to talk about them.
In fact, our near and dear friends are actually offering a discount using our podcast. This
That's
is our
awesome.
friends, Lake Effect on Charters.
Oh, they're the best.
So, what Lake Effect on Charters and Boat Club is, they're up in Lake Effect on. They're the premier luxury boating club on the water. They have rental services, boats, climb aboard, experience what first class looks like. Whether you're looking to get out for a few hours or you want to get into boating, you're not quite sure where to start, Lake Effect on Charters can help. New and experienced boaters are welcome. Now's the time to get out on the water and experience the beauty of New Jersey's largest lake in style. Get ready. Here's the code. Their exclusive code, if you use half wake, not half bake, half wake with a W, they're going to give you $50 off your rental. If you use full wake, they're giving you $100 off their full day rental price. Book a weekday trip. What are you waiting for? Show up, have some fun. It's that easy. I love those guys.
I love them too. Ben, should we get up there and do a little episode on the lake?
I like that idea. We should do that. Maybe from the boat.
That's what I'm saying. Just go anchor in the middle of Byram Cove.
Not in Byram Cove, no.
No one would be able to hear us.
I will not go back there. One time is enough. No, maybe we can do it right from their location, or maybe we'll grab one of their boats. Maybe we'll rent their boat using their full way code, get that $100 off. We'll take their boat out. Maybe we'll have them on. I love it.
Love it up there. It's beautiful. Beautiful
Absolutely.
place.
So I got a question for you, Jess.
Yes, Vincent.
I got a question. So why is it so hard for people in the real world to navigate?
I think it's because there's a lot of BS out there. I think that people don't know what's true and what's false.
So, but okay, well, let's step back a second. So we teach the boating safety class in New Jersey, and we teach quite a many people. We are probably the largest company that does that in New Jersey. I think we could say that, right?
I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Okay. Well, I mean, our competitors have admitted it, but with that said, we've taught all these people. We've taught them what all the buoys are in the class. So why is there so much misunderstanding? Why is there so much with these buoys?
That's a great question. I think that it depends on the area that they're in. So, like,
Okay.
Lake Patcon doesn't have lateral markers.
Ooh, okay.
So,
I
here's
have had
people
that
that
in
have spent
class.
their entire life on a lake, specifically this lake, and they go to tidal waters for the first time, and they're like, what the heck is this?
Do they literally use those words? What the heck is this?
Well, we live in New Jersey,
Do
so
they
it's
have to
probably a
dramatic pause?
little.
Like, what the heck is this? this.
I
You
think,
gotta.
well, we live in New Jersey, Finn, so it's probably a little worse than that, but I'm trying to keep things PG.
Ah, okay, got it. Sorry.
So, but I think that there's we teach it. We see it every day. We're on the water, I don't know what, 270 days a year, probably, give or take a little bit. So I think that we see it so frequently, it's second nature to us. We teach it to them, they grasp it, and then they hear their friends say, "Well, that's not how you do that." And their friend knows best. You know, their friend's been boating for 45 years. They obviously know those waters best. You
Those
know?
are my
What could they possibly learn from us? And their friend is teaching them
Just semantics.
just semantics. So then,
Yes.
before we really get into the nitty-gritty details,
Okay.
I have a game for you.
Okay.
And it's
Why do I
called
like this game?
Buoys or BS.
Okay, what are the rules to this game?
It's just true or false.
Oh, so buoys is like true and
Buoys
BS is
is true, BS is false.
okay. All right.
And if you win,
Okay.
you win.
Do
As
I
much
get?
as I'm going to regret this, I will take you out and buy you a drink. If I win, I get a day off.
I got a better, bet.
Okay.
Better bet. You can have the extra day off if you win.
Oh no.
But if I win, you get to do the wake zone by yourself.
That's fine. I'll just invite one of our friends on.
That's not by yourself.
You're lame. Who would just want to listen to me talk?
Yeah, you're right. Nobody would want to listen to you. Me, they would totally be like, "That's awesome." You know.
Your
Ooh.
ego is so big. I'm surprised you fit
So
through the door.
here's the problem. You're going to only buy me one drink or drinks for the one night?
I'll even want drinks for the night.
It'd be a short night.
I have a company card.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's
All
go.
right. All right.
All
So,
right.
number one,
Number one.
red buoys have even numbers.
True, buoy.
What do those numbers mean?
The even numbers?
All the
They're kind of like
numbers.
locations. They're not mile markers like the Garden State Parkway. They're more like the turnpike. If you were going to look at the numbers, the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, there's like 1 through 17. So they're ways to navigate to. So if you're going to go somewhere, if you were looking at a nautical chart, you could get from here to there and know that where, for example, if you're dock and dining and the restaurant you want to go to is by red buoy number 12, you would know as you're getting to red buoy number 12 that you're good to go. But they're not mile markers like on the parkway. All the exits have the exact mile marker on the parkway. The better way to explain it would be they're just ways to help you navigate. But here's an interesting fact that you may or may not know about those red buoys. Did you know that the numbers go up as you go inland?
I had no idea.
That was lame.
Oh, what do you want me to do? Pretend?
Yes.
We teach it every day, Vin.
You literally, you could be like, "Oh my God, I had no idea."
And then our people that listen to our like come to our classes are gonna be like, these two buffoons lied to me in class.
They see that anyway.
That's probably true. That's probably
But
true.
yeah, so the numbers on the red and the greens go up as you go inland. And the cool thing, here's a really cool thing, because it's a federal system. Anywhere you go, New Jersey, Virginia, Florida, California, Texas, it doesn't matter. Anywhere you go, as you go inland, as you go upstream, the numbers go up. So that's super helpful if you ever get lost. And you rented a boat somewhere that you're not familiar with, take note of the buoy that's near the rental area as you're getting ready to head back. If the, you know, let's say it was red buoy number 12 And as you're heading back, you see, 24, 26, 28
Wrong way.
going the wrong way. You got to turn around. So that would be, just a simplistic way of looking at what the numbers are.
Number two.
They don't always start at zero at the inlet, by the way.
Oh,
Sorry.
no.
No.
Number two. Green Day markers are triangles.
BS. I almost said the word.
I saw it on your face.
Bull donkey. The reds, I'm sorry, the triangles are red.
And the green.
Square. L7s.
Be there or be square.
Correct.
Oh, Van, you jumped ahead.
Oh,
Number
is the next,
three.
what is that question?
Numbers decrease as you go to C.
Oh, buoy.
You jerk. Number
Guess who's
four.
getting drinks? Get who's getting the drinks? Guess who's getting the drinks? This guy. Sorry. I'm up 3-0. That's all I'm going to say.
Number four.
Number four.
In a narrow channel,
Okay.
smaller boats must move for larger commercial vessels.
That's a very loaded question.
Give me an answer.
That's buoy.
It is buoy.
Why is that buoy? And why did I say it's a loaded question? Care to explain?
So,
That
as
would be
a
an
power-driven vessel,
term, just so you know.
what?
That's more advanced.
No, we've used this in our class.
Trying to trick me.
As a power-driven vessel, you are required to give way to anchored or disabled, those restricted in their ability to maneuver, and those constrained by their draft, and commercial fishing vessels that are actively fishing.
So when I go out on the headboat, I have to get out of their way.
Who's asking questions here, Vin?
Okay.
Why don't you answer your own question?
No, you don't. Because headboats are not considered actively fishing when they're coming in.
No.
We're talking about nets, trawlers, things like that. I
Right.
just want to clarify.
Outriggers are out, they're dragging a net behind them, or something along those lines.
I'm just trying to clarify. I'm crushing your face right now.
Good. Thank you.
Podcast video.
All right, number five.
Okay.
You're halfway there, so if you get this one right, I'm essentially screwed.
Did I get it wrong on purpose?
No. Number five,
Yes. I don't even know the question. Go ahead.
maintaining a safe speed is a law, not just a suggestion.
Well, I said yes, so I guess I lose.
It is a law.
I know it is. That's why I yelled out BS, and if this was a test, then technically I answered it wrong. So you win that one.
If they're in the game on purpose, I don't like it.
What?
If they're in the game on purpose.
I'm not. I literally shouted BS.
Right, number six, Vincent. Wait till I finish the question. Red and green vertically striped buoys signify safe waters.
Yes.
She
I
said
win.
yes. I thought you said yes.
Yes, I win.
You did win.
Game over. Those would be white and red, and we did talk about those.
Yes.
You lose. Thank you. Keep
We don't do the
going.
last two questions anyway.
Yes.
Number seven. Numbers on a chart are the current low tide depths.
BS.
Those numbers are the averages of the lowest low tide over the last 12, 20,
19.
19, 19
19 years.
years.
Yeah.
That's such a
Look at that
wonky
comparison.
number. Well, I was close, 12 and 20.
19 years.
Over the last 19 years, I obviously did really good on my plotting section of my captain's license. And lastly, number eight. The depth on the GPS is from the back of the boat.
That's a trick question.
And why
That
is
is
it a trick
totally a trick
question?
question.
Why is it a trick question?
That is a trick question.
Why?
Because there's so many answers to that question. That is a trick question.
Answer it.
It depends.
Depends on what?
Where's the transducer located?
I mean, normally it'd be located at the back.
But it's not always located in the back.
It's not always, but normally it is.
And then in reality, are we moving or not moving? Because if we're moving, the depth that's red, you've already passed. So that's not really in the back. So this is a very loaded question. So I'm going to say that what you meant by the question was buoy, but that's not really a fair question.
I threw it in there for a toss-up. I just wanted to mess with you.
Okay, because that could go either way. It just depends
I
on how you.
know. Also depends on what kind of transducer you have.
It's right. Are you moving or are you not moving? So,
And
but
if you
that,
have a
but let's.
chirp, it's going to give you multiple options, and there's different things that go into that.
Can we sidebar for?
We can sidebar.
Can we also share out to our viewers that when you are moving and you're using your GPS as your depth finder, that you're actually looking at inaccurate information?
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, as you're moving, your depth finder is shooting the signal down, coming up, but you've already passed that location because you're moving. So in reality, your information is old. So a
Right.
lot of people use that GPS as a depth finder, which is fine. That's what it's there for. I have no issue with that. But you're using information that's old. So if you're in an area that is shallow, you may want to pay attention or move a lot slower because the faster you move, the less accurate your information is.
And the more likely you are to run aground.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
Hey, there's two types of boaters, so those that run grounds and those that lie about it.
Okay, we got a sidebar again now because you brought it up. How many times have we been at boat shows that nobody admits that they run aground?
Like, that's never happened to me a day in my life. And I'm like, really? Me and one of my captains literally ran aground last year on a training.
Oh, beep.
Like, it happens. It happens. It
My
happens.
favorite is when you see those beautifully painted engines, white or black,
It's just
and they're
gray.
all beautiful all the way down to the propeller and then the skeg right below it. What do you see? Silver. I know you melted the paint because you were going so fast.
It's going so fast.
Bull crap, you ran aground. Sorry, I had the sidebar because no, I will admit I have run aground in my life. It happens. That's how you learn. I will admit, backpack has ran aground in your life. That's a whole different
I even
story.
had to be rescued by him. We have to bring Map on for that story, though. We can't tell that story now.
You mean Eric?
Well, yeah, if you keep calling me Backpack, that's Map.
Oh,
That.
yeah. Okay, we've got to bring Map up. We'll save that for when Map comes on because
Oh,
that.
you thought I said Matt.
I thought you said
No.
Matt.
Matt bailed on me.
Matt did bail on you. All right.
All right, let's move along.
Okay, we're moving along.
Right, Ben. So we talked about buoys.
Let's talk about how I won the bet and you owe me drinks now.
We could talk about that off the podcast. Okay, does that make you feel better?
No. I want to rub it in.
Yeah, you won. We got it. Cool. Gold star for you. Is there a way to do a gold star on here? There has to be. Hold on. We talked about buoys and markers. We talked about places that you should not go. I'm never gonna live down anyone. And we talked about safe water. Now, how do you, and we're just going to do a basic because I think this is going to be a conversation we have in a couple episodes also for 4th of July. But leading into the 4th of July, that is. But
You
how
do
do
realize we're talking
you,
about Friday, right? We're drop kicking an episode on 4th of July.
heck yeah, we are.
Will
Yes.
it be explosive?
We should have set off a bunch of flares. Kidding, Coast Guard.
That's
That was a
definitely a blooper
joke.
reel right there.
Huh?
What?
What?
That's a blooper reel right there.
Yeah.
July episode. Will it be explosive?
With a handheld flare.
We should light one on here to show people.
We would have to notify every single government official and the police, state and county. That's ridiculous. We're not doing that. We should just have the police come on and do that.
Okay.
I just had the greatest idea ever.
Come on, focus, focus.
All
Red
right.
right return.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
So, what happens when you're in a channel and
Okay.
you're driving along, do 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 do, and there's a boat coming at you.
Water, water, water.
There's a boat coming at you.
Okay.
What
Head
do
on.
you do? These are the things that people take
Poop
very
pants.
literally in a class. Like they think the boat needs to be
Poop
coming
pants.
straight at you.
Poop
So
my
let's talk
pants.
about that.
Poop my pants.
That's a really great answer. So what do you do? Ben poops his pants, and then we all just crash and die.
It's all about me, bro.
Are you okay? Did you hurt yourself?
No. Okay, seriously?
Yeah.
What do you do head on?
What do you do?
Take a
Boat's coming
sledgehammer.
at you in a small channel. What do you do?
Okay, you know what? I have us vertical on my screen right now. So I would take a slight right. And what would you do?
We aren't vertical on my screen, so I would not do that, but I would take a slight right also.
Right. You
So
take a
we're coming
slight.
head on at each other, we both go to the right.
Move it to the right. Well, you're up and down on my screen.
We're side by side online.
Oh, well, even still, you could still go to the right. That's what I would do. But here's
I
my
think,
question to you,
okay.
my captain. What if you went to the right and I went to the left? We're still head on. Now what?
Why would you go to the left? That's
I'm
right, you're
blindfolded to see.
left-handed. That makes sense.
What would you do?
What did you say?
You go to the right and you do the right thing. I am the blind, drunk, or stupid guy.
Fitting.
Don't you know that this is on many levels? Just hear me out. I'm sorry, I'm the one that doesn't follow the navigation rules. Is that better? And I go to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own is in a box. You're supposed to go to the right.
So you're coming left, I'm going right. So now we are still head on.
Still head on.
I would
What would you
stop or
do?
slow down and then maybe pivot to the other side.
Is there any way I could let someone know, like, hey, what are you doing? You're an idiot.
I mean, we live in New Jersey, we just beep our horn and yell at people.
But, like, what's the right thing to do? How would you let someone know that they're not following the rules?
Sound signals.
Very good.
And
Is
I
there
don't mean the Jersey salute following
Jersey salute? Oh, I can't do it on here. But I can do
it.
this. Not the
They're his
Jersey.
ring fingers.
They get the point.
I'm gonna block them on the video.
Okay, so here's the thing. Is there a danger signal to let people know, like, what are you doing? High five.
Five or more short rapid blasts.
Okay, cool.
You signal danger, you do not understand, or you do not agree with the other boater's intentions.
I like it. Okay. What else?
So, before we move on, I need to
Where's the
throw out
shark?
there how great.
Where's the shark? Where's the
The
shark that
shark's
you
not
ever
coming
need
out
to
yet. He's not ready.
Camera shy?
He's a little camera shy.
So cute. I want the shark. The
Shark, we're
shark.
not there yet.
Okay. Sorry.
Before we talk about any sharks, I do want to talk again about how great
Okay.
Lake Opatcon Charters is.
Oh, please tell me.
You go there. Did you know that they have a boat club?
Do they?
They
How does
do.
that work?
So the way a boat club works is you pay, you go down to the boat, they help you onto the boat, they get all your stuff ready for the day, you go out, you enjoy it, you dock it, and you leave. You want to know what they don't spend time doing that I spend time doing? Cleaning my boat, fueling up, taking care of it, doing the maintenance. They don't have to pay for a slip, but I do.
Let me ask you this. There's all different kinds of boat clubs out there. Why are they the best in Lake Opatcon?
They have a great fleet. Their fleet's growing every year. They're getting new boats. They make sure they have availability for all their club members. No one's fighting for a boat. If you want to go out on a certain day, odds are they have a boat for you. They're getting started. They're a brand new club, but they're really doing whatever they can to make sure all of their members are happy and they're trained and they feel confident. And they're giving them all of the ability to do that.
Trained.
Trained. They
Right.
have National Safe Boating Council certified trainers to come up there. Yeah, it's mainly that one. To come up there and train you on how to operate your boat.
Nice. And what does that cost?
For them.
Yeah. Wait. Hold on.
Training is free for
Hold on.
them.
So I can join this boat club in Lake Opatcon. Lake
Yes.
Opatcon Charters, they're awesome. I can join this boat club, Lake Opatcon Charters. And they're gonna get me training and it costs me nothing.
Free. Free
But
fitty.
what's the catch?
There is no catch.
There's always a catch.
There is no catch.
Interesting. But you know what else they're offering? They're offering discounts half week.
They
They're
are offering discounts on
holding
their
rentals.
rentals.
How
So,
you doing?
half day rental, use the code HALFWAKE for $50 off. Full day rental, use the code FULLWAKE for $100 off. That is a heck of a deal.
It is.
It is. That's a really good deal.
I mean,
Their
$100 off a rental.
prices are very
Wow.
competitive, so they're already getting really good pricing as it is, and now they're also offering a discount. That's insane. That's insane.
I'm going to sign up right now, actually.
For the
When we get
boat
off this
club or for the
podcast, I'm
rental?
signing up to rent a boat right now.
You probably need to. That's going to be our next episode.
I am. I'm not even joking.
So, let's tell a couple stories, Ben.
Okay.
About a time that you've navigated in the real world, and maybe it didn't go according to plan.
Okay.
I have two stories that I can think of for myself.
I have many.
I have many also, but two are right to the top of my brain.
You want the first story that came to my mind?
I do.
Well, I don't know if this is the one that you thought of. This story is for me or for you?
Either one.
Well, the story for me may not be the one you thought of right up, but the story that came to my mind was the time I almost got into a fight on a boat. Look, she's intrigued,
I
look,
don't really
ladies.
remember that one.
You don't know that story?
I can't remember. I don't recall it right now.
Okay, so here's what happened. Are you familiar with the railroad bridge in Manasquan Inlet?
Oh, I sure am.
Okay. You're familiar with how the current runs through there like crazy.
That thing rips.
So, and you know the opening is like 50 feet wide,
Right.
literally, maybe even less. So I was coming up. I had my my younger children on the boat with me. They were about 11 or 12, and I was the first one to the bridge as the railroad bridge went down, and the current was going out. So I was on the other side of the bridge coming home. So the current was at my stern. The current was pushing me towards the bridge.
Okay.
Etiquette in boating, as you know, is if you're going through, you always let downbound traffic, as it's called, go first. So with this, there's a line of boats behind me. And let's just say there was a gentleman who wanted to be first. So
Shocker, everyone's way more important than you are.
he decided to go around all the other boats to get to be first. So when the railroad bridge comes up, he's going to race through it because he's in a rush to get to his numbers and go fishing. So as the railroad bridge goes up, he guns it. I just merely put it into, idle speed because I was first. He got so close to me, Jess. Let me tell you how close. If I went to the stern of my boat, his bow, his anchor was hanging over my boat. I could have grabbed his boat from my
You
boat.
know my response to that.
So he literally was hanging over my boat. And then as I'm going through, he's hitting the horn to get out of his way.
Oh, yeah, no. We're
Jersey
getting toned down. We've been
salute.
friends.
Get out of the way. You're a beep, 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 beep. All kinds of obscenities with my, I guess they're about 11 at the time. So when we get to the other side of the bridge, knowing me, the calm, cool, collected character,
Calm, cool, collected, Vinny.
what do you think I did? Do you think that I sped up or slowed down?
You definitely sped up.
No, I definitely slowed down.
Was he? Oh, did you go under the bridge first?
I was first.
Okay,
He was
that makes
behind me.
sense. I thought you let him through.
No. So I slowed down as we went through. So now he goes to pull up next to me and proceeds to tell me all about things, my mom and, what he's gonna, how he's gonna beat me up and all this stuff. And I literally told him, go over to the shoal where they go clamming, okay, right before Flag Island, if you're familiar with the area I'm talking about. Go over to the shoal and I will proceed to bury you with the clams. I'm not laughing.
So he's joking, everyone. He would definitely never do that.
Oh no, I would have killed him. Absolutely.
Well, there's two things.
Well,
When
all
it
right,
comes to
let's
my
be serious.
family, and especially
I
when it
wouldn't
comes
have
to kids,
killed
I'm on your
him.
side.
All right, I wouldn't have killed. All right, I forgot we're on a podcast. I'm being
Like
a little dramatic, but I was very,
definitely
very
gonna
angry.
get the snot beat out of you.
He would have fell, and he probably would have hit his face on the shelves a couple times. Is that better?
Only a few. Only a couple times.
I mean, I was really angry.
I there's
Did
very
that
few
transpire?
things that get me to that point, but family, especially when children are bored, are on board. You do not do dumb things with kids on board.
No, I was now granted, it was probably because the children were on board that none of this transpired. So
Right,
he drove
because I mean,
by.
you're still setting an example for your children,
Right.
which Vince kids, aces, they're awesome kids.
I mean, I said what I wanted to do. Obviously, this did not happen. I proceeded to say some things about how I was unhappy with him and that he wasn't following the rules. And then he drove by, Jersey saluted me a few times, put out a 4 foot wake, almost tipped my boat over. And then, actually, truth be told, I literally, as we were cruising back, I was like, hey, this is how you don't boat. And it actually became a teachable moment for my
Right, it
children.
becomes like a learning lesson, like, hey, don't be a jerk off.
But I was a little angry. I'm not gonna lie. I was a
I
little
don't
upset.
blame you. I really like I know that I stopped you and was like, he's just kidding, but like imagine how I would have reacted to that.
I can't say.
3 miles off, at least 600 feet of water. That's all I'm
Right.
saying.
Well, like I said, this is what I wanted to do. I didn't actually do it.
I didn't say you did it. I'm just saying there's a very few people that are going to know what that means. 3 miles off, 600 feet of water.
So, why don't you tell? I'll tell you my. I don't even know if my other story that just came to mind would be the one. Well, go ahead. What's your story? Give me
My
one.
story. So, do I tell this? I have two. There's one that I just said we should wait till Eric is on the show for.
We can wait for that. That's fine. I'll give
But
you another.
we're talking about something different during that. So like I feel like to bring it back up is like beating a dead horse, you know?
I could tell
I'm
you
gonna
another.
speak on mine and Eric's behalf. So
I
I
was there.
con Eric into doing a training with me. And he says, "All right, Jess, I will do it. It's
Sorry.
45 degrees outside, raining, it's a crappy day."
To be
So
fair, the member that wanted the training was very adamant we needed it right away.
yes, it was
And
well, actually the second. The first training was during high tide with
correct.
Captain Matt on board also. Second training, just me and
But you
Captain
tried to
Eric.
cancel it, and they were, no, we need to go.
They would not cancel. Very nice couple. Let me add that. They were very, very nice, but they wanted it right away. And I'm like, there's no buoys in the water and it's raining.
So
So,
buoys matter?
huh?
Buoys matter?
Shocker. So I con Captain Eric into going on this training with me, and I'm like, Eric, be the best friend ever and please come with me. And he's like, okay, I have to be back. I don't remember what time he said, but he's like, I have to be back by this time. We kill an hour, we're you know talking, whatever, we get hot chocolate, and we come back, we get on the boat. And we do everything. Everything is going well. It's all going smooth. I'm sitting in the back. I'm answering an email. Eric is doing the training. So the way that we were doing it, and I think you remember, but I was training
Wow.
them on
We attach
training the.
pictures and videos to this podcast about this.
No, we're not adding any of those videos because I don't think any of them can be posted to this podcast. So,
I have photos. Just send us an email. We could totally get them out there. Ah.
we are halfway through the training. It's time for the boat ride. And Eric is a, and he would, this is why I think we should have done this without Eric now that I'm thinking about it, because he's very humble and he'd be like, no, I'm okay. But he's a fantastic trainer. He's a great captain. Every time I'm on the boat with Eric, I learn something. And I'm answering an email at the back of the boat, and I just feel this very slowly come to a stop. And I look up, and Eric looks back, and I'm like, did we run aground? And he goes, yeah. The woman that is operating is horrified. She is now shaking. She's in tears. And we're like, hey, it's okay. It's okay. We think we can get us off pretty quickly. So me and Eric do our thing. We were trying to get us off. And I'm like, hey, I think we're a suction cup to the mud because we're under the oceanic bridge going up to where the Navisink and the Shrewsbury meet. And it's all mud back there. And he's like, great. Now let's remember Eric had a time that he had to be home by because he had his son's football practice. So
I remember.
Eric looks at me. I look at Eric and he's like, I don't know. I don't know who to call. It's the beginning of April. And I'm like, so is Boat US in the water? He's like, no. I was like, is Sea Tow in the water yet? He's like, so I, against my better judgment, call Captain Vin. And I'm like, Vin, I have a problem. And he's like, did someone die? And I'm like, no. He's like, did you die? And I'm like, not yet. He's like, did Eric die? And I'm like, no one is dead. He's like, okay. He's like, then the problem can't be that big. And I'm like,
Fair, to be fair, what's my three rules? If you're out on the water, stuff's gonna happen. You're gonna bang into stuff, you're gonna crash, you're gonna this, you're gonna that, but no one's hurt, no one died, and the boat didn't sink. It's not, it can be fixed.
so he says, it's not that big of a deal then. And I'm like, oh, but it is. And he goes, what happened? I'm like, we're at dead low tide. And he goes, oh. And I'm like, we're stuck. And he goes, oh. Well, lucky for you, I'm by our buddy at Red Bank Marina. And I will stop and see if Steve has a boat. Thank God for Steve. Steve had a boat, which we'll talk about Steve in an upcoming episode. He's fantastic also. But Steve has a boat. But little did I know who was with Vinny.
Sorry.
So Vinny had one of our other captains, Captain Bob, with him. The thing about Captain Vin and Captain Bob is that they know me and Eric both very well. So they were making fun of us the entire ride to
No.
come and get us.
No.
Oh no, not you, not our little angel Vinny. So it took you guys a hot second to get us off. We were suction cup to that
Oh
mud.
no, you were stuck really good. Yeah, I
We were
really,
stuck.
I will say yes, you were stuck. You were pretty solid on there.
We were stuck. We were literally suction cupped to the mud.
True.
He pulled, they eventually, I mean, it probably took, I'd say, 25 to
25
30
minutes to get you
minutes
off. Yeah.
just to get us off. I mean,
Just to
not
get
even
you
the
off,
ride out.
not the whole thing. Yeah, I would agree. 25, 30 minutes to get you off. We were pulling and the boat was just like
And we're
spinning.
just spinning in a circle on the mud.
And that poor woman, she was so scared.
Her and her husband felt so bad, and I'm like, it's okay, just get to the front. Okay, now get to the side. Now get to the back. Because they were trying to keep them away from where the line was, and I mean, they got us off. Everything was fine, but she was like, I'm never driving a boat again. And I'm like, well, no, like you just need to stay in within the buoys. The crazy part is though, is that the lines were still on the GPS from the year prior. What we did not consider was that they dredged the Shrewsbury and the backwash came into the Navisink. We were 1 foot off of that line, not even. So in the channel was on the line, 1 foot off, probably would have been right in line with where the channel marker was, and we ran aground.
What can we learn from this experience besides Vinny and Bob are insane?
I mean, that was my biggest takeaway.
But let's be honest, if the situation was reversed and Bob and I were suction cupped,
Oh yeah, no, me and Eric would have left you there.
okay. So, I mean, at least we came to help you. But what did we learn? I mean, very simple, the buoys, the red and green, the lateral markers.
The thing is like if there's no buoys, and this is where I was trying to explain to club members, especially in the beginning of the season, if there's no buoys in the water, you really shouldn't be on the water. Like, A, they didn't have a good time. They were stressed out because they were too busy looking for the buoy and where it would have been and where and things like that. But B, you're running the risk of A, damaging your boat, damaging your engine. And God forbid they weren't moving slowly, someone could have gotten ejected off the boat into very cold water. If it was 45 outside, the water was probably
This was the beginning of April.
beginning of April,
Yeah.
so
Give people an idea. It was the beginning of April. It was cold out.
like when you put all these things together, it could have been a really, really bad situation.
Yes.
And that's what we were telling the customer, like, I don't want to say thank God you did it with us on board because everyone kind of laughs like, oh, you had a captain on board and you still ran aground. But thank
Excuse
God it
me.
happened with us on board because they would have had no idea what to do.
It takes a special person to admit this to the world.
Listen, me and Eric have nothing to hide.
But that's also the point. The point is, like, you're going to run aground at some point in your life. You're going, like, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. It happens, you know. And to take it full circle, we were told not to train up there if the buoys weren't in. And what did Captain Vinny do the very next
The
day?
very next day, Captain Vinny goes and does the training. And they're like, Vin, we can track your boat. Why are you up there?
But I was waiting for a decision and they didn't give me one. So I think I made a very calculated decision as a captain,
I don't
knowing
think you
water the
didn't.
way I do with the tide. I felt we were safe, and we were. So, but yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about the bridge in Virginia?
You anchoring underneath of
Yeah.
Yes.
Could I share that? Why we don't anchor under bridges?
We can. We have time.
So my older children were about 4 or 5 at the time, and we were on vacation in Virginia. And it was one of those days where it's like 95 degrees, 95% humidity, and zero wind. You know what I'm talking about? One of those like
I do.
can't breathe days. So I rented a boat. I'm trying to get the kids into fishing. They're still young. And I mean, those of you that have children, you understand. You're trying to get them into it. It's so hot. The boat's not even moving. The fish aren't biting, but somehow when we drifted, so we were drifting really slow. Like we weren't even drifting fast. It was, you know what I'm talking about, Jess? Those days where you
I
just
do.
want to die on the boat.
Yeah, and you're like, God. Just take me for a ride.
Yes.
I just don't want to sit here anymore.
Right. So we're drifting, and as we get under the bridge, there's a shadow. And sure enough, as soon as we get to the shadow, bang, little sunnies just hitting the pole. Like as soon as you drop the bait, bang, bang, bang. And the kids are having a blast. No, this is a true story, right? So we get out of the shadow, nothing. So I'm like, let me try this again. So I maneuver the boat up in the sunlight, get to the shadow, boom. So I'm like, boom, anchor under the bridge. So of course, they're singing praises, you know. I'll take a direct quote from a comedian. You know, they're like, "Dad is great.
Is
Give
that
us a
what they were
pancake."
saying?
So they were like having a ball. It was great. And then the Coast Guard came around the corner. And the Coast Guard said, "Sir, you're not allowed to anchor under the bridge." I said, "Okay, sir, no problem. I'll move." So we move, and there's nothing going on. And like I said, those of you that have young children, you would understand. They're like, "Come on, Dad, this is stupid. Let's go under the bridge again. That's just so much fun." So me being the cool dad that I am, guess what we did?
Back to the bridge, because why would you
We
listen?
went back to the bridge. And then guess what happened the second time? Sir, we've already warned you, you're not allowed to anchor under the bridge. Please maneuver the vessel away from the bridge, or there will be consequences. So I moved the boat. I don't want to get in trouble. But I'm really just trying to make my kids into fishing. Like, I'm trying to get them into it. I'm trying to get them excited. They were having a great time. And then they started whining because nothing was happening. So, yeah.
You went a third time?
We went under the bridge a third time.
Then, come on.
True story. And guess who came back a third time?
The police.
No, it was the Coast Guard,
Oh,
actually.
Coast Guard.
So they literally pull up to the boat and they're like, dude, are you stupid? This is the third time we told you. Literally, they're just like,
Let's
are
take a
you?
time out. It
Okay.
takes a lot to piss off the Coast Guard. Like
Literally.
they see some stuff and they're just like, doo 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 doo. We're just gonna do safety checks, doo 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 doo. So for the fact that the Coast Guard was like, dude, what are you doing?
No, literally, the guy literally, I don't know who he was, commander, LT, whatever, literally looks at me and he literally, his exact words were, are you stupid? And I was like, no. And he goes, you obviously have a problem. Have you been drinking? And I'm like, no, I don't drink while I boat. That's a whole different episode. Alcohol and boating. So he's like, what are you doing? This is the third time we came over here. And you're so I said, all right, sir. I said, let me explain. You see these young kids? He goes, yeah. I'm trying to get them into fishing. The fish aren't biting unless they're in the shadows. So we got to get in the shadows. So that's what's going on. He's like, look, here's the deal. We're going to go away and we're going to come back. If we see you under the bridge again, we're totally arresting you. No, this really happened.
That would have been a
So,
story
of
for your
course, I
kids
was like, all right,
years.
thank you very much, sir. And we left. I did not go under the bridge a fourth time.
I'm glad you learned by the fourth time.
So, yeah, sorry. You want to.
My final story, and then we're going to move on. Final story.
Yes.
For anyone that is familiar with the Intercoastal Waterway behind, like, the Great Bay leading to Atlantic
ICW down
City.
by AC.
Yes. Intercoastal. When you get halfway through, it's really shallow. Really shallow. To the extent that when me and Captain Vin go out, I make him navigate it. So one day I'm
Yeah,
out there
yes.
with my brother, and my brother doesn't come out with us often, but when he does, I remember, this one time it was just me and him, but he comes out, I mean, maybe once a season, if that. So I say to my brother, I'm like, hey, like this spot gets really shoddy, so like I'm gonna slow down. As soon as I slow down, we run aground. And I mean, we run aground. We are in less than a foot of water at one point. I'm like, all right, Power, you wanna push? He's like, no. So I get out, I push us, and I push us, and I push us, and I'm looking at the boats around me, and I'm like, hey man, where is the channel? Every single one of them were like, if you just stay on plane, you're fine.
First of all, time out. I have some questions.
There we go.
I think people need to understand the size of your brother, that he let his little sister push the boat.
No. Well, my brother's six, probably 6'7".
Okay. I mean, you're a tall girl,
I'm 6 foot.
but he's 6'7".
But he was my guest.
The he the, okay. That's all.
He's gonna listen to this and he's gonna be like, I offered. And like, I can't remember specifically if he offered, but he probably did. And I was probably so angry. I was like, just stay on the boat, if we're being really honest.
Wait, you angry?
Not me. I'm a happy
Ah.
little elf. But that's, yeah. Unfortunately, back there's a lot of shallow water. So if you are in those areas, pay attention. Because even at high tide, it's pretty shallow.
Yeah.
So we already alluded to it, but there's a couple things that you can use to help you make sure that you don't run aground, you're not hurting anyone, things like that. Obviously, the buoys and markers are there for a reason. Pay attention to those.
And if you don't know what they are, ask.
Right. It doesn't hurt to ask.
Ask somebody that lives there. Local knowledge is so important. But not local knowledge from somebody that goes there once a year. Like local, not like find a
Go to the
cap.
marinas.
Go
Talk
to
to
the
the people
marina.
that work at the marinas.
They're more, I mean, I'm trying to think, is there any marinas that would be like, no, go? I don't think there is. I can't
No,
think of
I can't, I
any marina.
honestly, and even thinking about like the marinas that I haven't had great experiences at, which I would never ever say their names, I can't even assume that they would turn someone away.
No, like if you went in there and you literally were like, hey, I'm new to the area. I just, can you
I've
help me
even
out?
so much have had, even as a captain, I've gone in and I've said like, hey, like I've never been in this area before. What do I need to look for? The one guy pulled out a map. He pulled out a chart and he said, this is a bad area. This is a good area. This is where the channel is. It's going to get really shallow here. Stay on the right side. Like, just having that little bit of knowledge made me more confident to take that customer out on the water and to go out on the water with them. I mean, down here, how often do I run a boat in Florida? You know, like,
Hopefully a lot
I mean,
soon.
soon it'll be a lot, but like, while we're in this transition, just knowing the people in the area that are like, hey, this is where we would go. There's other captains that are like, I'll take you out for a day and I'll show you the area. That way you know it for you and your customers. And local knowledge really, really runs strong. Everyone's on the same team. We don't want to see anyone get hurt out there, get stuck. If you see someone that's stuck, always try to provide assistance. Don't laugh. I mean, if they're high and dry, there's really not much you can do. But like,
But I mean, sometimes it's just funny, though.
so there is one time,
Like,
two in the same spot that I got stuck in my channel, two 40-foot boats. One made it, one didn't. And I was like, partner, let's talk about this. Then he was like trying to push his boat while I was trying to pull him off. And I was like, sir, get in the boat. And he's like, well, it's gonna make it heavier. I'm like, you're all of 175. Like, it's not gonna make a difference. Just get in the boat.
Wait. Time out. A guy that weighs 175 is trying to push a 40-foot boat
40-foot boat.
stuck in the mud.
40-foot boat.
That's a whole different episode that we can't even.
I'll bring Big Hair on for that episode.
We can't talk about that right now.
I'll
That's
bring Big Hair on for that episode.
yeah. We're no, that can't happen.
All right. So again, use your charts, local knowledge. Your depth finders are good, but just remember, like, that's not accurate data. It's all stuff that you've already passed. So if you're going 35 miles per hour, it's probably 20 feet behind you by the time you're actually looking at it. Use a visual lookout. You can see the water changing.
Right, the ripples, the different patterns in the
The
water,
color of
absolutely.
the water, if it's, you
Color.
know. All of that's going to be things, and like we can get more in depth if people are interested in that. We can get more in depth about that. For the first time ever in my training in Toms River, the dad said like, "Oh, you see where that water is a different color?" And they were all wearing polarized sunglasses, and his daughter was like, "Yeah." He was like, "That's shallow water. You don't go over there." And I was like, "That is the first time I've ever had someone like actually notice like the water is a different color. Don't go in there," and things like that. So. I would, you know, just pay attention for that.
I
Pay
mean,
attention to
you know what I have on my phone that I use?
what is that?
Argo. ARGO.
Oh yeah, I use Argo also. Argo is
Yeah.
a great app. It's free. It is
Dark.
free.
We
He came
used to
up to us at the boat
use
show the one year, and ever since then, I've never used anything else. Navionics is great, But Argo is, it's a really phenomenal app, and
Pretty much the same,
it
actually.
tells you the depth.
Right. It's literally a chart on your phone.
So Argo, make sure you're using things like that. My laptop's gonna die, so
Oh, because you're so busy.
so
Listen,
busy.
don't forget, take advantage. Half week, $50 off rentals.
Yes.
Take it back on charters. Telling you, they are the premier boat club, premier rental service on the lake. And you know what? You know what's awesome about them? Not only are they awesome, they actually have a coffee bar
They
that you
do.
can get coffee at the location
That has been my
and
biggest
food.
thing. I want more marinas. Hey, marina owners, get a cafe. Your girl needs caffeine.
And don't forget, how good were those cheap bacon cheese fries that I
Those were
got?
really good, actually.
They were
And the
ridiculous.
chicken nuggets were really good.
So they're chicken tenders. They're not even nuggets. They're like real chicken breaded.
Yeah, they like make them by
All
hand.
take it
They're
back on
phenomenal.
charters. That's the point. They have this cafe. You spend a couple bucks, you get lunch, you go out on the boat, you have a good time. Definitely $100 off, full wake, $50 off, half wake. So, Jess, being that we're running out of time here,
Let's give a little teaser for next week.
okay.
What are you doing? So, Vin, do you want your
Yeah.
prize? You want your prize? We can go for a little drink on the boat.
No, I don't drink on my boat.
What's the fun in that?
I don't. There's too many things that go wrong.
So actually, I agree. I also don't drink on my boat.
When we get off the boat.
We get off the boat, it's on. But on the boat,
Now, too many things.
we are both sober skippers. We have taken the pledge to remain
100%.
sober. Too many things can go wrong. We're going to talk about that next week with our good friend.
Sharky, there he is. Hello, Sharky. We're going to tell that story next week.
Are we telling this story
Yeah,
next week?
Sharky.
Has a little fin and feet.
Can we explain how you got that next week?
Next week we will talk about Shark and how we obtained Sharky and how I actually have the text messages that I'm gonna insert so
Oh,
I
do
can
you
see
really?
it.
Oh my.
From the next
You're
day, the
like, what the
realization
hell
of
is this thing?
how I became a shark mom.
Yes.
So
Okay.
we will talk about that
Next
next
week.
week
Sober
in
Skipper.
our third episode, Sober Skipper. We'll talk about all things with alcohol and being on the water because that's apparently a thing. People just correlate the two together.
I like it. Sounds good to me.
And next week, I will unfortunately probably be back in New Jersey. So I should be right there.
Not if everything goes well in the next couple days.
That's true. That's true.
You may never come back.
Never coming back. You guys are never going to see me again. Vince throwing me overboard.
That all it takes?
He
I'm just kidding.
would not know what to do without me. Let's be real. But we
So.
have some exciting things coming up. Next week, Sober Skipper. Week after that, 4th of July. Week after that, we have tournament fishing with Captain Eric. So be sure
On the
to stay
map, on the
tuned.
map, on the map.
Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, anything that you can stream your podcast on, you will be able to find us and give us a listen, give us a comment, send us an email, wakezonepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to talk about your boating stories, funny, bad, good, indifferent, doesn't matter. If you have anything to share, let us know. And we will catch you in the next Wake Zone. Peace.
Peace.